Okay, this flowchart hopefully is familiar to most of us in the room. This was our distillation of the basically the Mayo Alice test framework process for determining patent eligibility. In essence, we instruct examiners to review, look at the application, determine what the applicant has invented, determine first if the claim falls into a statutory category of invention, identify whether the claim is directed to a judicial exception, and if so, then determine if the claim recites significantly more than the judicial exception. Now, what we are going to do is, in essence, present several examples from our most recent guidance given basically last summer. These follow two examples that were given, and the first one is example 21, and it's claims 1 and 2. And now, let's see, I'm going to turn it over to Dale, and he's going to go over the subject matter.
Yeah, these examples are really important for practitioners. These are the examples that are guiding examiners. And the Patent Office has said that if you can fit a claim to be similar to one of these examples, then the example controls. And perhaps your best argument for an examiner is our claim is like a claim in an example that the example considers to be patent eligible subject matter. So that's a very, very strong argument to make. And you can see we're talking about example 21, and the next example I think is 23, right?
Yes.
Out of 27 examples, I believe, something like that. 28?
Yeah, to date or something.